Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 11th, 2025. The League of Women Voters of Maine has launched a weekly webinar called the Democracy Update. The League describes the webinars as quick updates for busy people focusing on elections, voting rights, and democracy at the federal level and in Maine. On March 27th, the webinar featured a discussion of threats to LGBTQ+ rights in Maine and at the federal level. Here's a snippet of that discussion. This is Gia Drew from Equality Maine.
We're in a really dangerous place right now, and it seems very scary. But we do have a wonderful, large, diverse LGBTQ+ community and allies all across the state. And I think that is so important for people to know, that LGBTQ people are part of the fabric, part of the history of what makes Maine so special. And we are one of those unique states across the country that have a non-discrimination law called the Maine Human Rights Act that is profound. We were one of the first states in the country to pass a non-discrimination law that includes sexual orientation and gender identity. So in 2005, Maine voters went and affirmed the rights of LGBTQ Mainers in most parts of our life. And the five key areas are in employment, housing, public accommodations, credit, and education. And this is really important. These are really important, you know, parts of our lives that really connect with many of us really profoundly. And it's not just, are you LGBTQ? Or if you're perceived to be LGBTQ, you are protected from discrimination in these areas. And while there have been tweaks along the way over the last 20 years, sexual orientation and gender identity have been protected for 20 years now. It's a very powerful law, but it's not in the Constitution. And so that law can change like any other law through the legislative process. And we've seen that happen over the last 20 years, mostly enhancing the law. And we're afraid that maybe with a change in power, they could change that. And I think that's the difference between the law and the Constitution here. And I think that's important why that the ERA would really enshrine those rights of so many different protected classes into the Constitution would make it so much harder to change and upset that. I think that's really important. And secondly, all the stuff we're hearing from Washington around gender ideology or executive orders doesn't change the U.S. Constitution. It hasn't changed. They haven't changed any federal laws. As Desi said, Title IX hasn't been changed. And it certainly doesn't change any laws here in the state of Maine. And I think that's really important. And then lastly, no elected official, no government official will ever change your rights about being you or won't change your identity. That's up to you. And I think that's really important. And so, you know, understanding that Maine really does have profound laws that protect LGBTQ people against discrimination is really important. And these were voted by Mainers 20 years ago, and they're really powerful. But putting these into the Constitution would be amazing. Unfortunately, there are more than about 30 states across the country that don't have these protections. So there are about 20 states that have full non-discrimination protections across the country. And it's unfortunate when I talk to my colleagues in those 30 other states that don't have these protections, how do they navigate that? Sometimes municipalities can do that on their own, but some states preempt that and prevent municipalities from doing that. So, you know, we're fortunate here in the state of Maine, but we're only fortunate because of grassroots organizing that has been occurring for over 40 years to make sure Mainers are protected in virtually every aspect of their lives. So I'm going to share this little link from our website. We've been sort of keeping this up to date since the election and since the executive orders of what your rights are as LGBTQ Mainers. And if you have questions about what your rights are, and if anything has changed, please reach out to us at Equality Maine. I know looking down the road, there are going to be a swarm of anti-trans bills showing up in the legislature, some of them related to sports, some of them related to restrooms, some related to curriculum, some related to locker rooms. We're trying to coordinate with our coalition partners, which includes the Maine Women's Lobby. How do we work together and bring more people into this conversation so all of you can have a voice and a say to make sure we uphold the Maine Human Rights Act and we protect LGBTQ Mainers?
That was Gia Drew of Equality Maine speaking at the League of Women Voters of Maine's new weekly webinar, The Democracy Update. The webinars are held on Wednesday afternoons from noon to 12:30 via Zoom. For more information, go to lwvme.org and equalitymaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.